You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. Send those letters in, because we could be reading yours. Could be yours.
Mm-hmm. It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: caught on film. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for over half my life, and my husband checked out of the marriage 5 years ago. He started sleeping on the couch and then eventually moved into the guest room. I'm okay with not having sex because it wasn't ever that good anyway. I went through periods of being bitter, but didn't do anything drastic because of our children. He told his family that I was verbally abusive to him, and his mother only tolerated me so she could see our children. We had a brunch over the Christmas holidays to celebrate my husband's grandmother's birthday. My husband's grandmother gave a speech and looked directly at me when she said that a wife shouldn't be headstrong and should stay in her place with a man. That's when I knew that I had to set the record straight and let his sorry family know that he's always been the problem. I couldn't figure out if he was having women in my house or not, so I hid two cameras to try to catch him. It wasn't until recently that I got exactly what I was looking for. I went out to a convention in Dallas and took the kids. My husband entertained a woman for two nights in my home. The second night, they had sex on the couch in the den, and it was caught on camera. I held on to it until his 50th birthday party. His sister did a video montage of my husband's accomplishments and gave it to me for the party. I was able to add the 3 minutes of my husband's sex tape to the end of the video. During the party, I had my children leave the room and I played the video. Everyone was shocked and speechless. I feel vindicated, and wow. I have filed for divorce. His family really hates how I exposed him. Was I wrong for showing the video to his family at his party? Look, It doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter what you do or you know, if you were wrong or not at this point. The verdict is in. They hate you no matter what. They're suffering from what's called misplaced anger, and it's quite obvious they never liked you. They even poisoned your grandmother's mind, and she let you know just how she felt about you in her speech. You know, talking about a woman should be shouldn't be headstrong and should stay in her place with a man and all that. Your husband was caught on film having sex in your home. They all saw it. They chose to take his side and blame you. If I were you, I wouldn't care what his judgmental family thought of me. They're believing what they want to believe at this point, and the truth is what they saw on film. They don't care. The best thing you could have done after all this was file for divorce from this man who lives in your home. He hasn't been your husband for years, you said, at least 5 years. And I'm surprised you tolerated it for as long as you did, but you said it was for the kids. But kids or not, it's time to let this thing go now, because there's nowhere else to go but your separate ways after something like this. Steve?
You know, I have a unique way of looking at these letters. And I read very carefully what people are saying, because I like timelines. You know, I like to figure out where people are in their life when they write these letters. So I have picked up a couple of clues. I've been married for over half of my life. My ex-husband checked out the marriage 5 years ago. He started sleeping on the couch and then eventually moved to the guest room. So if you've been married over half your life, and later on in the letter you wait to expose your husband at his 50th birthday party, I'm assuming you were married in your 20s and y'all 50. Let's just say y'all got married at 25 and y'all 50 now. That's how you've been married over half your life. That's what I'm going to assume with the timeline. 5 years ago, he checked out and moved into the guest room. I'm okay with not having sex because it wasn't ever that good anyway. Now, you say you weren't upset about not having sex, but then you said I went through periods of being bitter, but I didn't do anything drastic because of our children. Well, if you ain't care nothing about having the sex, what you mad for now? See, little conflict here. Conflict. You were upset because he checked out the marriage, and you should have done something about it in spite of the children. He told his family I was verbally abusive to him. Now, he told one side of the story, but you were verbally abusive to him, and you know you were, because you said you got bitter. You can't cause a woman to get bitter and then she let you live in that house in peace. That's not fitting to happen. Ain't no women are not built that way. You can't make a woman bitter and then she don't bring up bitterness. No, it just don't happen. That don't make her wrong. You made her bitter by checking out the marriage and she became very verbally abusive. He told that part. He didn't tell his family he had checked out, though. And his mother only tolerated me so she could see our children. We had a brunch over Christmas holidays to celebrate my husband grandmama's birthday. My husband grandmama gave a speech and looked directly at me when she said a wife shouldn't be headstrong and should stay in her place with a man. Listen to this line. The grandmama stood up at the party and said a wife shouldn't be headstrong and should stay in her place with a man. Can your grandmama speak at Marjorie's birthday party next year?
This is not about you.
Can your grandmama speak at Marjorie's birthday party next year? So she quit being headstrong.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, caught on film. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve.
All right, come on, Steve.
Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself.
In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk. Comedians or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is caught on film.
Well, this woman been married over half her life, so I'm assuming she's 50 been married because her husband's 50th birthday is coming up in the letter. I'm assuming they got married in their 20s, so here we go. He checked out the marriage 5 years ago, started sleeping on the couch, moved into the guest room. She's okay. She's okay with not having sex because it wasn't that good anyway. Well, then right after that, she said she went through periods of being bitter, but didn't do anything drastic because of the kids. So that means you wasn't okay with him checking out the marriage, and I understood. He told his family that I was verbally abusive to him, which is true, because you were bitter. And you have every right to be verbally abusive because he's abusive to you. What man checks out the marriage and stay in the house? That's abuse right there. You did verbally abuse him, but he did not tell his family what he did to you. He told one side of the story. That's why people always tell, right? So far, I'm on your side, sister. His mother only tolerated me so she could see the children. We had a brunch over the Christmas holidays because of grandmama's for her grandmama's birthday party. My husband, grandmama, gave a speech and looked directly at me when she said that a wife shouldn't be headstrong and should stay in her place with a man. The only thing I got of this was, can your grandmother speak at Marjorie's birthday party next year.
Would you stop saying that?
She can come and talk to my headstrong ass wife and try to talk some old school ass sense into her, because she don't need a new thing. Okay, so she not coming. That's when I knew I had to set the record straight, and I had to let his sorry family know that he always been a problem. So I couldn't figure out if he was having women in my house or not, so I hid two cameras to try to catch him. You do know he's been having sex. Ain't no man checked out for 5 years and ain't had sex because you don't think it's good. He finna go get a whole lot of opinions about his sex. Is this good? Nope, she's right. All right,
wait
next.
A minute. Is it good
he
to you?
He finna get a whole lot of opinions about his sex.
How you
it's
like
good
it?
To you? No, I don't like it. Nope, she was right about that. Next. And he just doing numbers now. Somebody finna like this little sorry sex he got.
Mm-mm.
And so she put cameras up to try to catch him. Wasn't too recently that I got exactly what I was looking for. Went out to a convention in Dallas, took the kids with him. And he had entertained a woman for 2 nights in the house. Second night, they had sex on the couch, in the den, and you caught it on camera. My Lord. Well, you held on to this and to his 50th birthday party. How you did that, I will never know. Because I'm telling you right now, everybody I know walking in with that damn tape, the night she get it, I'm getting woke up with cold water. Hey, hey, got something I want you to see. His sister did a video montage of my husband's accomplishments, gave it to me for the party. I be in the low-down, dirty heifer that I am.
Whatever.
Took the 3 minutes of my husband's sex tape and put it on at the end of the video. Well,
savvy.
I will go and agree with you now. That sex is sorry, because all his sex tapes is 3 minutes. I be damned. You said he had some sorry sex, and now he done put it on somebody else. It ain't but 3 damn minutes. I'd be damned, though. You added the 3 minutes of the sex tape to the end of the video. During the party, I had my children leave the room, and I played the video. Everybody was shocked and speechless. I guess they are, because they talking about what's his name?
Darnell, did you say Darnell?
I was trying to think of his name. The man.
Oh, it's not Herbert this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Herbert. Having been outstanding man of the year, member of the Elks Lodge, Herbert has been an also outstanding member down at the local union, 880, where he's been delivering and saving speeches and rights for all the workers in the auto plant. Herbert is also a deacon down at the church. Herbert has been a deacon for over 13 years down at the church, catering around money and taking care of kids. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Herbert. Fast forward, tape begins. Oh, Lord, now look at here. Hold on, girl, I'm almost there. Oh, it's been 2 minutes. I ain't got but another minute left.
All right.
Everybody was shocked. I feel vindicated and have filed for divorce. Now, here's the part, Shirley, that I think you kind of missed on. His family really hates how I exposed him. It ain't that they didn't, that they took his side. They hate the way you exposed him. You was dead wrong for that. For waiting until that man's 50th birthday party, putting it on the end of the montage tape that his sister took all this time put together. He down at the Elks Lodge. He's citizen of the year. He down at the local union. He done won the basketball tournament.
He had sex
in the
house
all this
with that
stuff
woman.
Right here. He had that. Now, your ass, bitter Betty, then set up here and put the 3 minute sex tape at the end at his birthday party. Was you wrong for that? You damn right you was wrong.
It don't even matter.
You shut up, Shirley and Carla.
He had sex with that woman in the house.
Some
on the couch.
Damn what? You didn't have to put that
comments
on the montage tape.
Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram.
Put that on the end of my
check
tape.
Out the
all
Strawberry
of my
Letter podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Sports Talk with Junior.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.